Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
What sticks out about the Whitefish Bay, it's the deepest sinkhole I think I've ever seen.
30 feet deep and
sometimes,
then another 70?
Yeah, no. Sometimes you get the hole where the concrete cracks and bows right, down. Yeah. This is like a legitimate cartoon-looking hole.
Like looking into the abyss when you stare
like
into
like Calvin
it.
And Hobbes would draw this.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
Vince is back on Monday. He's enjoying a week off as the summer begins in the Vetrano household. Mike Spalding in studio. Debbie Lazga also off. Adam Roberts taking care of the roads. And Greg Pancake Hill taking care of everything else. So a couple of things to pay attention to today. The weather, of course. We do have the opportunity with the humid conditions to see some storms spark up. You heard Brendan Johnson there say mainly down toward the southern border there with Illinois. So just keep an eye on that today. They could see some strong storms later on today as the current rain is moving out over the lake. The other story is going to take place tonight. We have community residents. We have citizens frustrated with Milwaukee Public Schools that are expected to be at a public hearing tonight. The MPS school board is expected to vote tonight on a budget. And they're also going to consider candidates for an interim superintendent. And they're also going to take public comment. And you can imagine that there's going to be some frustration there. Of course, MPS in the news recently after Keith Posley resigned because we learned that the accounting, the finances has not been taken place correctly. There's a lot of silliness, some odd back and forth taking place on how they do their books, enough where DPI, the Department of Public Instruction in Madison, said, hey, we're not going to give you the funding that we normally would because we're not getting the information we need. So because of that, there's people that are frustrated, and some are so frustrated that they have already pushed for a recall. A recall effort is underway for four school board members. A coalition held a news conference on Wednesday.
All of this essential information being hidden from the public was the ultimate betrayal and manipulation. They asked us to dig deeper into our pockets for a school district and a board of elected leaders that have been irresponsibly managing our funding.
So that coalition group is planning to submit paperwork this morning before beginning to gather signatures. No doubt you will see them at the hearing tonight. Sports in 1 minute, sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
It got dicey in the ninth.
It did get dicey in the ninth. However, the Brewers were able to escape with a 5-4 win over the Blue Jays on Wednesday.
Fly ball out to center. Perkins back on it. Still back on it. Onto the warning track. Makes the catch. This ball game is over. The Brewers hold on. And they take 2-3 from Toronto. The final score here this afternoon. 5-4 Crew.
And the Trevor McGill picked up his 11th save of the season. The Brewers off today. Back in action tomorrow. They welcome the Reds to American Family Field for a 3-game weekend series. On to Green Bay, the Packers are set to wrap up minicamp today. Players using the 3-day camp to reacclimate themselves to the rigors of the game, but also to one another. Finding themselves again with one of the youngest rosters in football, the term veterans tossed around a little differently in Green Bay. Defensive end Preston Smith, for example, at 31, is one of the oldest players on the team.
It's not like that. You know, I'm like fine wine. I'm getting better with age, as we can see. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to work with these guys. I'm just happy to go. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the season and the things that's going to come.
Like a fine wine.
I love it. As we can see.
Yeah, obviously. Fellas, you can see me specimen today. I've never looked better. Packers defense, meanwhile, is hoping it's never looked better. It'll be under the tutelage of Jeff Hafley for the first season this year. He was hired in the offseason to replace Joe Barry. Hafley's defense getting some high marks thus far.
Attack, attack, attack. Aggressive, and I'm loving it. really just paying your ears back and relax and play.
That's linebacker Rashawn Gary. As for Jordan Love, Eric, I know you're curious. No contract in place yet.
Ah, okay.
Team does wrap up minicamp today. Training camp starts July 22nd.
Celtics beat the Mavericks. They're on the brink of winning the NBA championship. 106-99 the final. They're up 3-0. Game 4 is tomorrow night. And speaking of football, so Aaron Rodgers, believe it or not, making news in New York City. Because he is skipping mandatory minicamp with the Jets. It's an unexcused absence, and no one is saying where he's at, but this is his choice. This is getting so much attention that they're talking about it during Mets games. Mets, Marlins late in the game.
Aaron Rodgers has taken 4 snaps in his Jets career, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Do you think he'll take any more?
I sure do, and I'll tell you, I don't care where he is right now. Just go win games in the regular season.
Just win games.
We don't know where he is, though.
No. Could be anywhere. At the moment, we do not know.
Darkness retreat again?
Maybe.
Don't get good cell service up in the woods of Oregon.
God, I hope so. 719. Is this the summer of protests? That story next.
So where do you think he is?
There's a lot of possibilities.
Is he like under Pat McAfee's couch or something?
That might be the best possibility.
It's becoming the year of the protest. Maybe that'll be the Time Person of the Year this year. More campus protests over the war in Gaza taking place this morning. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Cal State in L.A., barricading the front of the university's administration building.
Apparently, an unknown number of disruptive activists taking hold here of at least the first floor of the student services building at Cal State L.A. They are now blocking the entrance to the first floor. They are using everything at their disposal to try and create as many barriers to the main entrance of this student services building as possible.
That's ABC's Chris Christie, a different Chris Christie. He's in a chopper overseeing.
This appears to be fairly well organized. We do not have a number. They are only on the first floor. There are other reports that they have made their way to other floors with the intention of blocking access to the president's office.
Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protesters outside the gates at the congressional baseball game at Nationals Park. So this is when, like, Congress gets to play baseball and feel important. They strut around and wearing spikes.
They wear uniforms?
Yeah, they wear uniforms. The media sometimes is involved in this. So they were protesting. This was a climate protest. Members of a climate activist group called Climate Defiance. They'd previously telegraphed their intention to disrupt this great game. Capitol Police getting involved, tackled 8 of them. Now, this is interesting. CBS's correspondent Ben Tracy, a little bit more on what's happening with this group.
I did ask them if they worry about turning people off, that people will see them as a threat or as annoying. They say you don't have to be loved to be effective, and that their goal is for these videos of their actions to go viral, and that will recruit more people to their cause and raise awareness of climate change as a big issue in American politics.
So the idea there is, even if you're annoyed by it, irked by it, not really impressed by it, you're still making attention. Any press is good press. Thus, you might get a supporter or two to follow the cause.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. If you're protesting something, you want people to be taking, note of what you're doing, and what better way to do that than be annoying?
They're even going after King Charles.
It happened quickly and purposely. A camera is rolling as two people walk right up to the new portrait of King Charles on display at a London gallery and paste an image from the cartoon Wallace and Gromit over His Majesty's face.
Yeah. Otherwise, no one would have been talking about King Charles. So you have that anyway. But yeah, that's the big one, is going after the artwork. They like to do that in Europe.
Yeah, they love doing that in Europe. That's my least favorite because, what if you do ruin a piece of priceless art? That one makes me nervous a little bit.
I agree, but typically they are protected.
Yeah, they are.
They aren't just sitting out there where you can scratch off the oil paint for that, Da Vinci put on.
Yeah, but like Monet's not coming back to paint again. Right, you know, Congress can play another baseball game.
And speaking of paint, this is a little bit concerning here. Escalating threats over the war in Gaza. A series of events rattling New Yorkers now. Red paint and threatening signs defacing the home of the director of a Brooklyn museum who happens to be Jewish. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer frustrated by this.
This is not even close to free speech. It is intimidation, invasive attacks loaded with the threat of looming violence.
The summer of protesting begins. Are baseballs dead? We'll ask Matt Arnold at 7:45 for Brewers 360. An update on a sinkhole in Whitefish Bay. Remember this story at Buckley Park there, also near Big Bay Park? Large sinkhole, about 30 feet deep, that occurred over the weekend. And basically right now, crews are trying to figure out how to fix the sewer line, which is like 70 feet deep under the surface, handmade. And they're trying to figure that out. They have a state of emergency. And at the time when we spoke with Matt Collins about it, he's the DPW executive director in Whitefish Bay. He joined us earlier this week on Wisconsin's Morning News. He said it wasn't just Whitefish Bay that has an issue.
This is not only a Whitefish Bay issue. This is within the whole entire area, the metro Milwaukee area, where the stormwater utility, some of it was hand-constructed over 90, 100 years ago. So, and when you go down to that depth, it's very hard to do routine maintenance 70 feet deep where you have a lot of these stormwater utility outfalls. So there has to be a process to manage these things, inspect them, and to try to manage so they don't have these emergency situations.
So they do have this state of emergency now, although the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says that sounds worse than it really is. It just makes it easier for them to figure out some contracting and whatnot as they get bids and get that situation fixed. Well, an update now is we have another one, Mount Pleasant. The Mount Pleasant Highway Department has closed a road because of a reported sinkhole in the roadway. This is at Vera Court in Racine County there. So the Public Works Department in Mount Pleasant is on site assessing that situation, the storm and the sanitary pipes there. You get all this rain, and if you have some of these smaller systems, this is something that can occur. Of course, all these DPW crews are aware. They're monitoring. But you heard Matt Collins there say that this isn't just a Whitefish Bay thing. It's something that other communities are going to deal with,
you know,
as
it's,
well.
What sticks out about the Whitefish Bay, it's the deepest sinkhole I think I've ever seen.
30 feet deep and
sometimes,
then another 70?
Yeah, you know? Sometimes you get the hole where the, you know, concrete cracks and blows
right,
down.
Yeah.
This is like a legitimate cartoon-looking hole.
Like looking into the abyss when you stare into
like Calvin
it.
And Hobbes would draw this.
7:38. Guess who's back on Capitol Hill today? Former President Donald Trump is going to make his triumphant return to Washington. He's going to meet with House and Senate Republicans. This is the first time he will be there since the January 6, 2021 attack. And some GOP lawmakers find themselves newly energized and reinvigorated by the former president's nomination to retake the White House. And there are others who are going to avoid the situation. The president, former president, I should say, is expected to visit House and then Senate Republican campaign headquarters near the Capitol to discuss some party priorities. This is his first for the party's presumptive nominee. He's also speaking at a business roundtable. Also today, some of those officers who were at that insurrection on January 6th are going to be part of the Political Power Hour. Steve Scafidi here coming up at 9 o'clock to get their take on what happened that day. And also today, the President Biden campaign has unveiled a new ad regarding January 6th. So January 6th, the topic both locally and nationally today. Are baseballs dead? We'll ask the general manager next at 7:44.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
What a wild one at American Family Field Wednesday. The Brewers top the Blue Jays 5-4. They end up taking 2 out of 3 games in that series. The Crews win, aided by a 5-run sixth inning. The Blue Jays did pull within 1 in the ninth. However, Trevor Megill was able to slam the door on that Blue Jays rally for his 11th save of the season. Brewers are off today. They welcome the Reds to AmFam Field for a 3-game series tomorrow.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. It's Thursday. That means Matt Arnold joins us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Matt Arnold, the Senior VP and General Manager of your Milwaukee Brewers. Matt, I have to admit, when Alejandro Kirk was up to bat, I thought he tied the game. I'm going to play it here.
Back on it is Perkins at the warning track. Backpedaling up against the wall. He makes the catch. Tagging from third, down the line to score is Schneider. It's a 5-4 ball game.
When he hit that ball, Matt, I thought it was gone. And I was so curious about it. And I don't know how closely you follow the trajectories and all that stuff, but I'm sure you do. But Dom Catronio of our team here said that that ball was like 101 miles per hour off the bat. And the fact that it didn't go out seemed amazing to me. But then I've been reading about how baseballs, according to some, aren't jumping like they usually do. Is there something there? Are the baseballs dead this year?
Oh, wow. Interesting. No, you know, look, I don't know. Sometimes it just depends. It might just depend on the batch of balls you're getting that day. You know, I don't know about all the research around the bats and balls. I know there's been some talk about that, I think, in the past, but I agree with you. I mean, look, when that ball came off the bat for Alejandro, I knew he hit it good. Also, you know, Blake Perkins makes it look pretty easy out there, and he did a nice job tracking that ball down.
And I bring it up only because I know there was a stretch there where the Brewers weren't hitting any home runs. They're still winning some games there, but there was like a stretch of like five games or whatnot where no long balls, which again is only a part of the game. It's not every game, but just was curious if, okay, then do we need to check the balls? Do we need to call the commissioner's office and ask what's going on?
No, look, I mean, A lot of our game too. I mean, sure, we everybody likes the homer, but you know, a lot of our game, you know, driven by Murph and Ricky Weeks is small ball. You know, we move runners around, we steal bases, we try to attack teams in a lot of different ways, not just the home run.
Matt, we've been highlighting the craziness that was the sixth and the ninth innings yesterday. I wanted to get inside the brain of the general manager a little bit. What's it like for you when you're watching that? Are you sitting back, top of the ninth, 5-1, maybe grab a cocktail before heading back to work for the afternoon, and All of a sudden you put it down and you're like, what is happening right now?
No, those are usually post game. it's a nail biter for us. I mean, nobody's putting our feet up, and I think our staff does a great job keeping the players engaged. And even when you're up by a lot, we all know it's hard to win a Major League Baseball game. Doug Melvin used to say that for years, you know, and I really believe that. It really is. And so no matter the situation, we got to keep our foot on the gas pedal and try to win a ball game. And it's never easy, but our guys do a great job keeping everybody motivated to the end.
Hey, is there any standard operating procedures, Matt, when a bat gets stuck into the net like it did the other day? Vladdy Guerrero swings and misses, loses control of the bat. It flies and then sticks into the net above the Blue Jays dugout about 15 feet up in the air. Sat in the net for a couple of innings as they're trying to figure out a way to get it down. At that point, is it just, okay, well, you know, this has never happened before, so we just go ahead and keep playing? I mean, was there any thought of like having to stop the game or fear of that bat just falling on its own?
No, to be honest, I was saying we could leave it up there like Joe Boo a little bit in Major League and you know, however long it's up there, you know, that's our thing. And if we win games, you know, we won that game.
Yeah, it'd be great.
If it works, you know, we'll go with it. So just leave it up there as long as it'll stay if it's helping us win games.
I love that. I've never seen that before. I don't think anyone had actually seen a bat get stuck like that. And then my favorite part was like as the game was going on, I think Ray was still on the mound when they were trying to pull it down.
Yeah, our visiting clubhouse guy Phil Rozowitz does an awesome job, and he got pretty creative with the guys over there to yank it down. But yeah, it was a fascinating experience. I've never seen that happen either.
Day off today for the crew, and again, your Milwaukee Brewers still in first place. Matt Arnold, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
750.
Idea Man.
I was out playing with the tournament director, Nate Pokrath, and we ran into Strick, and Strick asked that same question.
Innovator.
You know, he said, how was it? And both of us were like, it's way too, it's just, it's a tough course. There's water, and, you know, for us, 15 handicap. Plus, it's a tough course.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And Steve Deadpan looked at us and was like, well, I made 9 birdies.
Well, yeah, you did, bro.
No blank, you did. You designed the course, and you're a professional golfer.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch. So, Aaron Rodgers, doing what Aaron Rodgers does. He is currently skipping mandatory minicamp with the New York Jets. It is an unexcused absence. No one really knows where he is. The Athletic's Diana Rossini on Sirius XM Radio.
This is 100% Aaron Rodgers making a choice to not be at football practice with the New York Jets while the rest of the team is there working, choosing to do something else.
Whoa. Where is number 12? What's he doing?
Yeah, I don't think anyone necessarily knows. I know we had some fun with it on social media. I'm sure there's a lot of fun guesses as far as what things could have pulled him away from that. But the bottom line is, I think this was 2 days ago, this came across as our show was going on at about 11 o'clock. And the overarching theme that I think every Packer fan had was, thank goodness we're not having to deal with this. And Jason Wilde, 28 years covering the team, even he who has a great relationship with Aaron Rodgers is like, man, am I glad I don't have to cover this and look at this in great detail. So the bottom line is, I think Aaron, the last couple of years in Green Bay, was unhappy with a lot of stuff, decided to stay away from some off-season things. And prior to that, I think he understood the importance of him being there, even if you missed a day or two during the voluntary piece of it. The mandatory minicamp is always kind of a thing to make sure everybody was there. So the off-season program and having your quarterback and what Jordan Love is doing now, I think it's just been a refreshing reminder of it is important. And I think from a team building standpoint and everything else, the part that's really interesting to me is the Jets obviously have done a ton of stuff to bring him in. They've given him a lot of power, and they could have just said, because it wasn't like Aaron skipped the entire offseason in New York, they could have easily said, yeah, we had worked this out. He has been to 100% of all of the voluntary workouts. We got all our work in. There's something that was on the calendar, so he wanted to make sure he was here, and we excused him from leaving. But the fact that they didn't was very telling to me, and I don't necessarily know why that was the case.
So, Tausch, I think you might have answered my question just with your tone here. This doesn't seem like a media made-up thing, right? I mean, if you're looking in Dallas and CeeDee Lamb isn't somewhere, he's holding out for a new contract, what have you. Aaron Rodgers just seems to be missing. When you're at mandatory camp like this and you're a team and you're getting together kind of for the first time here, are absences like this notable? Is it something that you guys would talk about in the locker room, or is it just something that's blown up by us because we like talking about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt people love talking about Aaron Rodgers and that stuff blows up. There's no doubt about that. And I think one of the other things, when you mentioned CeeDee Lamb and contract stuff, guys always understand that. Business is business. And if you don't have a contract or you haven't gotten things done the way you want, you'll talk about it. But I think players are super supportive of guys getting paid and making sure that they get their business stuff handled. As far as all the other stuff goes, I think the big thing, it's not that players aren't going to be like really upset that he's not there. It's more, well, if he's not there, well, then I cannot be there. And that's the part where I think the Jordan Love component, and you heard how excited Matt LaFleur was. And by the way, Jaire Alexander and X, some of the players, they excuse them because they've been here all offseason.
Right.
So you can kind of see the dynamic, one side up in New York where they didn't. Green Bay, hey, great job getting your work done. We're going to get some young players to do some things and take the rest of the week off, even though it was a mandatory minicamp.
Packers fans just putting their feet up. Yep, yep.
Yeah, we've seen this movie before.
Thank you, Tausch.
You bet.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services. Coming up, the news here at 8 o'clock, and then the future of that local bowling alley.